Most fried foods gone, except for high schoolers. A full-time nutritionist teaching healthier eating to students and staff. Director of Food and Nutrition Tom Powers says city schools are ready for the fall launch.
And within the last 2 years, we've phased in all of the requirements of the Act. We have incorporated the whole grain items and all of our bread items. We've increased the number and variety of fruit and vegetable offerings.
Some Washington lawmakers have threatened to roll back provisions of the Act, but Powers says city schools are putting nutrition first.
We're more concerned about the nutritional integrity and the quality of the meals that we serve than we are the political aspects.
Some food costs have gone up while cafeteria purchases have remained about the same. In a school system where Powers says about 75% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch pricing. Gene Marano, WFIR News.